Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seeing something on Twitter right now, and I can't imagine this is true. If it is, it would be the greatest troll job by a professional sports franchise in history. These could be the t-shirts that all Cavs fans are getting on their seats for game one of Cavs Pacers. I don't know if you can see the shirt.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Control your dad.
That would be amazing. I'm watching some clips right now. You know, the Heat, they're doing their exit interviews with the media. Eric Spoelstra met with the media, and players are meeting with the media. I watched Bam. The three players who declined, and these are optional media availability, so you don't have to. The three players who declined to participate in the postseason media availabilities are Duncan Robinson, Andrew Wiggins, and one other. I forget who the other guy is. Bam and Tyler met with
Terry.
The media.
Terry Rozier, Duncan, Terry and Andrew Wiggins.
And Andrew Wiggins.
Rozier. You do something.
Well, listen. Guy didn't show up all season. Why would he show up now?
just earn your pay. Just, let me talk to you. Let's play some Keno. I don't know.
What's he going to say, though, man? Honestly, like, what do you want him to say? Yeah, I was terrible this year. He said that already. He's spoken with Anthony Chang, Barry Jackson, Ira Winderman. Like, he's been on the record of saying, I don't fit with this current team right now. I don't fit with the direction of what they're trying to do. Like, he's been honest about it. What else do you want him to say?
And Duncan should have talked.
Yep.
Duncan, the Heat organization changed Duncan's life. Terry Rozier was already under something. Solana, you're shaking your head. Like, what are y'all running from? To say that you're bad, you're terrible? Y'all lost by 50. Yeah, but we're all terrible.
I mean, I know what Duncan –
25, 50, like, and 9.
My guess is Duncan is my take on Andrew Wiggins is he never felt comfortable here, never looked like he felt comfortable here, and obviously he was dealing with an injury too. Duncan, I think, is probably trying to protect himself from saying, Spo stopped using me and I don't know why. And so instead of playing good soldier, he just decided not to show up, or instead of starting something. And Terry Rozier, I mean, I don't even know what I would ask him.
Wiggins was a rental. Terry Rozier was terrible.
But he wasn't supposed to be a rental. I don't think Andrew Wiggins was supposed to be a rental. I know Ira says that he was, that's just you're taking on that contract so that you can move it. But I think they had some hopes that Andrew Wiggins would fill a scoring role that they needed. Like, I mean, I always felt like he didn't look like he wanted to be here. And maybe he didn't, by the way.
It was those three guys, honestly, were three mistakes. Pat Riley. It was a mistake to give Duncan $90 million. It was a mistake to give up a first rounder for Terry Rozier. And Andrew Wiggins, I won't say it's a mistake, but I don't think he was a mainstay here with the Heat.
Andrew Wiggins was somebody that they felt was an elite two-way player, which he is, which he was specifically. And go back to the NBA Finals in 2022 when the Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics, Andrew Wiggins was the second best player in that series behind Steph Curry. He outplayed Jason Tatum. He outplayed Jaylen Brown. The Heat were hoping that he'd come here. He's been healthy his entire career, and at the very least, he'd be a solid, elite two-way player to help them stay in contention in the playoffs. And he didn't play. Like, he just wasn't on the floor. So that's what went wrong there, and there's certainly irony to it, as we talked about yesterday. But Duncan Robinson is going to go up to the podium now. The writing is on the wall for him to not be here next year, and every question was going to be about his future. Where does he want to play? Where does he think he's going to end up next? Does he think and what's the point of him going up there and potentially ruining the opportunity for other teams to know what it is he's thinking in terms of his future? Like, there's no reason for him to go up there and answer questions about it.
What's the point? Do your job.
But it's a voluntary media.
Do your job.
BS. Tyler Hero put up 4 points in the fourth game he showed up. Like, I'm kind of with Crowder on that, man. Do your job. Meet with the media.
Just go talk to him. I could go up there right now and talk for Duncan Robinson without $90 million in my pocket. I don't really want to deal with this pressure. It's no pressure.
You're talking
to Barry Jackson and Ira Winderman. What kind of pressure is that?
I've had dinner with Ira before. There's pressure. I'm not even going to lie. There's pressure.
That is some soft bleep to not go up and, no, I'm opting out of this voluntary. No, what do you want to be next year? I don't know. You know, I'm going to see where the league takes me. I love Miami. And if I'm somewhere else, you know, I'm going to try my best to be there. Like, you can answer nebulous questions with nebulous answers.
Aren't you the person that said that the day you caught the Tom Brady interception pass, the media came to talk to you and you got out of there before they could talk to you because you said, hey, they never wanted to talk to me when I wasn't making plays. Now all of a sudden they want to come talk to me. Crowder, why couldn't you have talked to them that day?
That was on the good times. That was, hey, you won the game. Now I'm going to talk to you. I'm good, bro.
My point is, Crowder,
now on
these
the
guys.
Bad time, I talked every time they won it. When we got our ass whooped and we lost by 40 and they came up to me, I stayed right there. I sat and dealt with it because I'm a man with testosterone running through my system.
Oh, I got more testosterone than anyone on this show. I'll take a test right now.
You got boobies.
Listen, I didn't say I don't also have estrogen. They're not mutually exclusive.
That's
ridiculous.
A weird thing fans do. Like, these guys answer questions every single day to the media throughout an 82-game regular season.
It's the end of the season. Go up there and meet the media.
And Duncan Robinson got benched in the final game. Spo put him in down 50.
Yeah, let's hear what you think about it.
Then he has his exit interview privately with the team, and maybe the way that it ended wasn't the way he was hoping it would end in terms of,
well,
you know.
It is possible that he has the exit interview and they say, listen, just a heads up, we're not going to be bringing you back.
Which
and
is then he's like, likely okay. What happened.
Which I would understand. In that situation, I would absolutely understand.
He has an option, and it benefits the Heat not to pick up the option. He's going to opt into it, and the Heat are going to trade him. So, like.
I remember I read to you the other day. Ira said they're just going to waive him. They'll eat $10 million instead of eating $19
million. Right.
Yeah.
And how much has he made off the Heat? $70 million?
But so what? He earned that contract.
So what?
He earned that contract. He was the Heat.
He did not. He got the contract. He didn't earn his money
He earned the contract. There's a difference between earning the contract and earning the money.
He didn't earn his contract.
Right, Anthony Salon? Chang.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree.
Let me look at that.
I don't agree. But you're just going to look up a box score and numbers.
You're telling me he didn't underperform that contract? I love Duncan Robinson. You don't think he underperformed that contract?
Oh, Hawk, I agree with that take. But to act like Crowder's calling him a bum. Calling the decision to have Duncan Robinson on this team a bad decision by the Heat.
$90 million?
At the time, you have to put things into context with contracts.
Right. The Whiteside contract at the time made sense, and it was a terrible contract.
Figure it out. Last
year, he didn't perform up to the terms of the contract.
Was he worth $19 million last year, not even playing, missing shots, being a turnstile defensively?
No, he wasn't.
He earned $19 million in your mind last season.
No, he was not a $19 million a year player last year. But you could do that with every NBA team. You could go across the board to every NBA team, look at guys who got paid for what they did, and at the back end of their contract say, hey, they're not living up to that contract. But that you could do that with every NBA team.
I don't live in Sacramento. We live in Miami, and we cover the Heat and go to Heat.
What I mean, what is the harm in doing that, Solana?
No, I'm not saying that there's a harm in doing it. My point is to call Duncan Robinson a bum and to say that he owes the fans and the Heat something because they paid him a contract 5 years ago to go do an exit interview, to me is just silly. Like, you want to take issue?
Do your interview. I never like it when people don't do their media availabilities. Why do we give anyone a pass for not doing their media availabilities, whether they're optional or not?
I interviewed Duncan Robinson 3 days ago.
Million.
Like, he's been available.
I understand
he's been available.
I'm talking about today's exit interviews where all the media is assembled. Like, everyone but Duncan Robinson, Andrew Wiggins, and Terry Rozier showed up. What's wrong with criticizing the three players who didn't show up?
The Heat have paid Duncan $71 million over the last 3 years. He can't go talk to Ira Winderman, Solana?
You don't get into the NBA Finals in 2020 without Duncan Robinson, right?
No.
Crowder, right?
That's not the argument.
No, I know, but you don't get
in. Him handsomely. He was a name of the Heat. He was supposed to be that guy, which he's not that guy. They paid him like that guy, $71 million, and now he doesn't want to talk to Barry Jackson? Go talk!
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's fine. I disagree.
What do you disagree with?
We're upset about guys missing out on voluntary exit interviews. Like, I just think
it's the end of the season interview.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season interview.
And
show up and do your interview.
I don't put too much stock into it because the guys go up there. Guess what?
He's stock into it. I'm just saying he should show up and do the interview. I'm not saying that this is the arbiter of whether he's a good man or not.
And I disagree.
Show up and do the interview.
I disagree. I think what he's obligated to do is go meet with the team.
I'm not arguing what he's obligated to do. I understand what voluntary means. I'm saying yesterday, our CEO visited the radio station. You didn't have to show up. We all showed up. Why'd you show up? It was voluntary.
It wasn't really voluntary.
It was voluntary. There were plenty of people who weren't there.
Nah. There were people that didn't show up.
The radio station paid me $70 million, Hawk. I probably wouldn't have shown up yesterday.
Do you hold the door for people when you walk in? If you see somebody coming up, you hold the door. That's all voluntary. That's not needed.
I require that at my house.
Good people do things that they should do for what the situation they're in. Duncan bleeping Robinson should talk to the media.
Don't shake your head at that line. Of all the lines to shake your head at, Jimmy, don't shake your head at that line.
Jimmy, call the front desk and see how many people were no-shows for the CEO yesterday. What would happen
Joe
if
Rose,
you called
Joe
our front
Rose
desk?
Wasn't there.
What would happen if you called our front desk? Do we have a number?
I think it just goes straight to engineering.
Yeah, nobody's there though.
Stop it.
Yeah, I swear.
If you call the radio station for any reason, Steph is answering.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Steph's not very perfect.
Yeah, I'd like to get the CEO back and talk to her about this. I think this is a mistake.
There's a number if you Google Odyssey Miami. There's a number on the website. Located.
Give me call the number. Citadel. See what happens.
Tell Solana to ask a question because he's a question man.
Jimmy, call the number. Just see what happens. What are you shaking your head, Jimmy? You work there. You know no one's going to answer. There's no one there. Just see what happens. He's like nervous to call the an empty chair at the front desk.
He hasn't quite been able to understand to keep one headphone in so we can hear you guys.
He's taking this phone call very seriously. He doesn't want to be distracted while he's talking to no one.
It just gives you options.
You're not a fan of options, are you?
He gets rattled with options. You give this guy options, he gets rattled. What were some of the options?
Promos, sales, program directors.
Programming? Oh, do that. Call back, hit the programming option.
Call Len.
I want to see if Len answers.
Well, he won't because he gave me the deuces in between the that Duncan Robinson debate.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.